You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to my couch. Nice to have you as always here. We are Wednesdays live at 12 Pacific Standard Time, and wherever you are listening to my podcast around the world, welcome. We're on the couch. Dr. Michelle Cohen here, and I always try to help you out with a lot of the questions that you have when you write me at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. And I also try to provide guests who are amazing, who can help answer these questions for you and just give you a little bit of inspiration on how to make your life better. And my guest is going to do that today, just for you. We're talking about her amazing new book and also her teachings and her private classes, her public speaking, and all the wonderful things she provides for everyone. And her name is Tatiana Flo. Let's bring her on live. Tatiana, how are you?
Good. How are you, Michelle? Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, it's so great to meet you finally here. Live, in person. And I loved your book, by the way. Just loved it. It was so inspirational. Now, I say to a lot of guests, your book was really good, but I loved your book because it covered so much. It's called Elegantly Simple, everybody. We're going to find out why. Why is it so elegantly simple? And so many more things about what is oneness, how to get in touch with your intuition, how to live your life for more of an abundant and get into a headspace place. And Tatiana will talk about all those wonderful things. And what we're going to do is really cover some of the cool ideas and spiritual teachings and in your book. And as some people go, oh, spiritual psychology. Oh, look, science and spirit is one and the same, guys. That's it. That's the reality. That's what it's all about. Oneness, the unified field, God, higher self, absolute. It is not religious. It's whoever you want to send your energy to in a higher power. But we're all alike and we're all in love and we're all here together. So that's what it's about. And this is what Tatiana is about. So Tatiana Flo, by the way, if you want to find out more about her, check out her website. Let's just jump on to that right now. TatianaFlo.com, T-A-T-I-A-N-A Flo. FLOW.com. She is in the flow. Absolutely. Why did you choose the title of your book, Elegantly Simple?
Elegantly Simple. Well, because in the moment when I remembered the truth, and everyone knows the truth, but we tend to forget that's the game we're playing here on in the material reality. Yeah. When I remembered the truth, the universal truth, it was so simple that it just, it made me explode with joy and pleasure that I live this beautiful life and I have that human experience. And it's so simple. You just need to live it and enjoy every single second of it.
That's so beautiful. Well, you really do practice what you preach. You live what you speak about. And let me just tell folks a little bit more about you now. She is a spiritual mentor, and you teach us all how to live from our intuition. You know, so many people ask about that. We need to do that so we can embody the abundance that Tatiana believes is infinite in the universe. Tatiana, by the way, folks, she is a Kundalini activation energy worker. We'll talk more about that. A Theta Healer, NLP, which is Neuro-Linguistic Programming Specialist, and a Reiki Specialist. You've got the power. You've got the energy going on, girl. That's amazing. And by the way, Tatiana does offer an array of courses and workshops, as well as private sessions and mentorship. And like I said, you do live what you teach. You absolutely do. And her mission is to share her knowledge and skills with others, to help everybody, men and women, to find the way to reconnect to their true power and accept themselves fully and bring more love to the world through abundance, self-love, and just so we can get on back to who we really are. So just, and there's so much more I could talk about with your introduction, but I want to just jump into finding out more about you. And I know viewers and listeners want to find out more about how you can teach them to do certain things and just give them insight. So can you just sort of tell us a little bit about your path and what got you started this whole journey of being such a highly amazing, energetic soul?
Thank you so much, Michelle.
Yeah.
Well, from the very beginning, from the time I remember myself as a kid, I was very interested in mysticism, philosophy. I was studying different religions and so on and so forth, and reading lots of actually books and asking myself lots of questions. Yeah. And one time I remember I was studying philosophy, and religions would say there is a God, it's somewhere there in the heaven, you're here on earth, and you can get to heaven only by, you know, and it's like God is presented in religions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something separate. And then in a philosophical book I was reading, there was a terminology that's called pantheism.
And
it was saying God is everywhere, in every stone in the sky, in you, in this carpet, in you. And I was like, I knew that's true. I could feel it in my bones. It's true.
Yes.
And while I was studying all that, I didn't know yet how to apply it in material life. Like, I knew it's true, but okay, what do I do with it? Yeah. So I went on to learn more about psychology and positive thinking, and started to create my life based on those principles, doing some spiritual work on the path, but still more like down to earth psychological, right, more than anything. And I chose for myself finances at the time because it felt like a safe and down-to-earth profession as well. I thought if I will start talking about what I feel is the truth, people will say I'm crazy. So but at some point I could not deny who I am anymore. And almost 3 years ago, I had my very first ayahuasca that brought back everything that I internally knew. And since after that, in 1 month, I experienced Kundalini awakening, a very strong energetic experience, just by, it was spontaneous.
Yes.
And after that, my whole life changed. I moved from New York to Miami. I sold my business that I had at the time. I exited my marriage. I was looking for more answers. I was looking for myself. And when I found it, I wish everyone can experience that. You find God within. You remember you are everything. And I'm talking to you, to myself right now. You're talking to myself right now. We're all one. And that's exactly what I transfer, not only through podcasts and shows like that, but through my sessions and energy work I do, so people can remember that state of abundance and basically tapping into this infinite abundance, which you are. You can manifest it in material life easily, in health, wealth, relationship, everything.
Yes. And I love in your book, Elegantly Simple, how you do provide information for everybody. You break it down in your chapters. And it's not a difficult, you know, language. It's not, you know, all this contemporary, simple. You break it down into helping people understand maybe where, not they went wrong, but where they started thinking that they weren't into oneness, or they weren't enough. And you talk about all that, you know, with early family issues, or how we need to really see who we are and break through a lot of those you know, neural patterns that are so negative,
yes,
that we have, mm-hmm, yeah, we're in 3D here and we just do it. That's our lesson, right? Those are our journeys we need to overcome and get through, as you have explained. But what are some of the other reasons that people you think have disconnected from their true nature of who they are, or their oneness, as you say?
Yeah, definitely. The way we grow up, social norms, and just the way parents teach us about life, yeah, through, yeah, their own perceptions. And little by little, when, you know, you as a kid, when you want to cry, you cry. When you want to laugh, yeah, you laugh. But then your parents start telling you, oh, don't cry, boys, don't cry. Or don't laugh too loud when,
yeah, right,
start shut down your emotions and stop, yeah, your emotions. And any emotion stopped, whether it's good or bad, painful or joyful, anything you stop from expressing gets stuck in your body.
Right.
So, yeah, and that makes you disconnect from yourself, mm-hmm, more and more, and forget, right, who you truly are.
Wow. Yeah. That sure makes sense. I mean, that's, you know, we really do disconnect. And then, it, you know, it almost turns into just surviving, or we think that we have to, mm-hmm, you know, really base our worthiness on what other people think of us and where we're at and our positions in life, and or all of those old messages we bought into when we were younger about not being enough of enough. So that's, you know, that's difficult. And what I find, though, is through some of your practices, people can really connect back with who they are and their true nature. And it's just not like a quick fix. It's not like, okay, boom, you... But I mean, it is a healing, inner healing. And like this woman back in, oh my gosh. Wow. Like late 80s, when I was younger, I was listening to this Rampa, and she said, the key to all, love that which you are.
Well, that's absolutely true. And love, Michelle, heals everything. And when you remember your true nature as love, as God,
yes,
there's only love exists on a subtle plane, and the whole game of life is just for joyful purpose.
Yes.
Like when you play video game, you just enjoy,
yes,
it, right?
Yes.
There are different emotions, ups and downs.
Yeah.
Like you enjoy the process. It's about the process. The purpose of life,
right,
is love, life itself, and remembering this universal love, which is you remember, you don't have to look for that outside, from your parents, from your partners, from your kids. It's within. And no matter,
right,
what happens external in your life, knowing that, feeling that, makes a huge difference in the quality of your life.
Right, exactly. So I'm getting some emails here on straighttalkdoc@gmail.com, and they're saying, okay, so how can we do this? Hold on a minute. We got more to talk about first. Let's do this just a bit. You talk about, now this will help you guys. So, okay. You talk about core values, you know, that getting into a more conscious living or getting into oneness. So you talk about honesty and intentionality and no fears, things like that. Can we get into that a little bit more? How people need to really take a look at those particular values that they have going on that are not that healthy.
Of course, but more than values, even beliefs that we create from our experiences in life, good and bad, and because we find those experiences as good or bad, it's
right,
like limiting us, because on the subtle plane, there's no good or bad. They're just is. And through our perception, we define that as, you know, we define that somehow in the dual world. So when you know it just is, for example, you have a painful experience in your life,
right,
it's life,
right,
you lose a loved one. And
yeah,
pain is just a natural part of life. It's,
yeah,
as natural, if you cut your finger, you experience pain, but then it heals and it's okay. So same here. If you just,
yeah,
let that go through you. You see the beauty of it as a sharp, or maybe another side of love
right.
for your loved one whom you lost, and let it just be, you know, without creating mind programs and stories around that, oh, I'll never be happy without him.
Yes,
and then it's a distortion from the reality where you create a limited belief that you will never be happy without the person who passed away. That's it. And that's what happens.
Right.
So being open, yes, life happens and things comes and go. And people comes and go, experiences come and go. But no matter what, I have myself. I have my experience. And any experience in this life is here for me to align with myself, with my true nature, again and again and again.
Ah, beautifully said, Tatiana. Thank you for that. In case you guys just checked us out here, we're live here on the couch. And you can also check out the rerun if you missed some of our chat today on, you know, my webpage here on LA Talk Radio. It has, according to the date, the shows. Just go ahead and download or replay the show, too. We're talking about Tatiana Flo's latest book, Elegantly Simple. And it is, in a way, but we all make it so tough. We struggle through life. Yeah, struggle is, that's why we're here, I guess. You know, we learn from pain and all that stuff. But I think you're right, Tatiana. I think we have to ask ourselves through the pain, through the suffering and illness or whatever we're going through is, wow, what can I learn from this? And when we're hurting or sad or alone or very hard to ask that question, but what did I learn from all this? There's got to be something, you know, because so many people are saying, why me, God? What are you doing to me?
Here, I believe it's important to take responsibility because basically life is your own creation through perceptions and through actions and reactions, through your thought. It's your own creation. So and also I would separate pain from suffering. Again, pain is a natural part of life. Suffering is a mind-created program around that pain, trying to escape it. There's no need to escape pain. It's as beautiful as everything else here. So not creating this mind suffering around it would make a big difference already.
That makes sense. No, that really does. Suffering and pain and just know it is, they are different. You know, they are really different. And
I always say pain is natural, suffering is optional. And by remembering your true nature, coming back to yourself, you can remember that that's true. And by looking at every event through the prism, how can I align with myself even more? And not just what I can learn through from every experience, but how can I evolve through that experience? Because life is basically about expansion and evolution towards that liberation. If you allow yourself, then every experience is beautiful. For example, in February this year, my mom passed away. And
I'm so sorry, honey. I read about that. And
thank you so
not
much.
Easy.
It was an intense experience. And at the same time, it was very beautiful because I looked at at death at that time already differently. I look at death as well as birth as just transition to physical reality and from physical reality. And I could see what's happening in other layers beyond physical reality. It was so beautiful because I was open to that experience with my mom's passing away. Wow. So in a way, it was very intense. Sure, there were tears, but it was tears of love and gratitude. And seeing the beauty beyond was just the most incredible experience.
Wow. That's amazing. And I went through a very similar thing. So I identify mine took 10 years before she, you know, she was really on the, you know, downslope there for a while. And it's very hard to watch and it's very painful. But if I I really identify with you, and I know it's difficult, but really, I think you're really right on. If you know, I've interviewed so many people about NDEs, near-death experiences, and mm-hmm. or who were clinically dead, you know. I think mm-hmm. last week before, yeah, I had on a woman who actually was pronounced clinically dead for quite a while, 10 minutes. She said, I was almost toe-tagged. She has a funny thing to say, you know, mm-hmm. but she had the most amazing journey, and hundreds and thousands of people who have shared this with me as well throughout the years that I've had this show. There's another transition. There is something else. There is feeling, and there is sight, and there is, you know, it's just not we're a 3D tangible experiencing it, but they come back to report these amazing experiences that have enlightened them as well. So I don't know. I think they're, I totally believe, you know, that there's
what happened. Yeah. What happened to me without having near death experience.
Yes.
I had an experience of my mom passing away.
Yes.
And through that, I saw that because I was open. Yes. I wouldn't bury myself in grief and pain or suffering around that event. I was open to see, and I saw what's beyond. So it was really, really beautiful. And as well as your story, my story is similar because my mom was sick for 12 years. She had Alzheimer's. And 5 years ago, she stopped recognizing me. So that was the point that actually pushed me towards spirituality and exploring, okay, how can I communicate with my mom on a different plane? Because I can live in physical reality. So it's a huge part of my spiritual journey, my relationship with, and story with my mom.
Yes.
So I'm grateful for that experience with with her disease and her passing away because I could open much of beyond what we see in physical reality. And that helped me to see the beauty of everything. And that makes me want to share that with the world. That's what I do now. So people see that too.
Yes. Yeah, and one of my friends, actually a psychologist, very well known, an author, you know, she had an incredible shared death experience with her husband. They were holding hands mm-hmm. when he passed. She went with him and stopped at the light. He said, "You cannot come in." You know, but I mean, they were that connected as well. I mean, just incredible. Sharon Prentice is the author. But anyway, let's move on to something else you really are wonderfully explaining in your book. And it has to do with manifestation. And, you know, there's so many folks, everybody in my community keeps getting, you know, ads or information from other people who say, hey, you want to manifest money, you want to whatever, the best thing in your life. And everybody has their own techniques and this and that. But there really are classical techniques that you talk about in your book. And maybe we could get into that, because just a little bit earlier, you said, you know, that's sort of on us. We're kind of creating a lot of that stuff. So, you know, what's the best way to sort of pull back from creating those things, the negativity, say, or in other words, we don't have control over others, but sometimes we have control over what comes to us, you know, when we are
and how we react to
a negative place or a positive place, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe what are some of the ways that we can start looking at things that are happening to us and then start creating what we want?
Well, first of all, about manifestation and creation of your life. When you're aligned with yourself, you truly can create. I can prove it with my own life.
Yeah.
And you can create abundance and relationship,
wealth,
anything you truly, truly desire. But you can notice that for some people, manifestations work. For others, they don't, right? Why? First of all, manifestation is just a focus of energy towards the desired result. But that focus can be constructive or destructive. You can focus on the desired result with gratitude to what you have right now and understanding that it's about the path, not the final result, going step by step, evolving through that journey, taking challenges as the opportunity to evolve towards your dreams. But many people tend to think, for example, I live in the apartment, I want a house. So they start suffer that they live in the apartment right now instead of being grateful. And why don't they still live in the house I want? So that actually brings frequency of scarcity. Why don't I have something?
Right, right. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And that frequency of scarcity is what you manifest to the world. But when you're grateful for what you have, joyfully walking towards your dream, opportunity come to you because it's a frequency of abundance, which is universal, actually, frequency.
Right, right.
And step by step, you're just evolving and releasing result at the end, letting go for expectations is also very important. And it's a fine line in between wanting that and letting it go. Every time you have to do that, it's like a mastery you can find in that process. So when you let go of expectation, you enjoy the journey towards your dreams, but also by letting go of expectation, you allow even more to come and it, trust me, it does, because you create your dreams and goals, let's say in this point, right? And as you go, you evolve and you can actually attract more. But if you stick to what you wanted, I don't know, a month ago, you know, but you evolved during that month, then you might get it, but you restrict yourself from getting
it. That makes a lot of sense. You know, I've really heard that from a lot of people, and it really does. And it's really important, as you say, Tatiana, to set our intention, as to be real clear about what we'd like. And that sometimes we get scattered. You know, that's why we need to set the intention. The scattering comes from the negative, like you said, the worries about where is it coming from? Who's going to introduce me to this person? Or how am I going to find this house? Or where am I going to get the money from? You know, all that stuff that comes in. And that's frontal lobe. That's, you know, high beta. That's just interfering with the flow, as Tatiana Flow says. It's interfering with that flow of putting it out into the universe.
You limit yourself through those questions of how. Of course, you want to look for solutions, but also more of being open to the opportunities and not missing them is a better strategy. And in the flow, people think, oh, I'm going to wish for it and lay on the couch. Of course, it's
right.
You attract everything you want this way.
Right.
The flow means you feel the impulse. You're realizing right now in the moment, it's very clear that to get to point B, you need to do certain actions and you go into them. And as you do them, your energy goes up because it's your path towards desired result. But some people, you see, they need to do 1, 2, 3. Then they're like, is it really going to work? What if it's not?
Right.
Oh, it's scary. Oh, right. I'm so comfortable in my own world as is right now. And they stop themselves from moving, from following that impulse with actions, which is still flow. And stopping themselves, first of all, from expanding, from living life fully, because you cannot lose in life. You already won because you're living. So just play. Just go play.
Right, right. That makes so much sense. And I want to say to a lot of people out there, have you ever asked yourself, how did I attract this person into my life? Ew. I didn't want this. How did I attract this illness? I don't know. That's for us to answer, but staying on that positive road of this is what I am this is what I'm thinking. I'm not fearing. I'm sort of trusting in this process that this is going to work. And there will be things that sort of get us off tilt and knock us off our focus. But come on back. Come on back on and start thinking again about what you want and that imaging. And not only that, but like you say, you got to feel it in your heart. You got to feel and see in your mind's eye what that's like already, because the brain doesn't know the difference between
Absolutely.
What's happening in imagery and what's happening right now.
Yes.
So you keep telling your brain it is happening right now, and it'll come faster. It's physics. And when it
Absolutely.
Comes, you go, oh, the brain goes, I've already been here. I know what this is.
True. That's true. Yeah,
and you never know where or who's going to bring you this situation, which is so cool. I just love that.
Oh, it's the best part, right? It's like when you're open and it comes like from the least expected place, you're like, wow. And
yeah.
It's so simple. It's always simple.
It just is simple. Yes. Yeah. And when we start putting up resistance, or limiting beliefs, that kind of thing, we just really, I mean, we're not bad. It's not bad or good. It's just sort of limiting. And we have to pull ourselves back and say, okay, I'm going to pull myself back. My intention is straight. I'm going to try to just really think positively about it. And sometimes other things, you know, let's say we're focusing on, I don't know, a relationship. We'd like to have a good relationship come into our life. And we can't really picture that person, but we can get the vibe and the energy, and we can feel the love, and this person has the same interests or whatever that might be. And yet you've got chaos going on all around you in your life with other friends or work or, I don't know, exes or whatever that might be. So you have to learn how to manage sort of the chaos as well, because it'll bring you right back down again into the limiting beliefs or negative thought, right?
More than anything,
yeah.
The answer to that is keeping this aligned internal.
Yeah.
State,
yeah.
No matter what, and aligned with your desires. So if, for example, you don't have a healthy relationship in your life right now, you don't have a partner and you wish for a partner, first of all, look into relationship with yourself. Before you establish healthy relationship with yourself, you cannot establish healthy relationship with others. So find this love within. Establish
so
healthy, loving, caring relationship with yourself. Like yourself. If you don't like yourself, who else would?
Yes.
Would? You are the person, with whom you, the relationship with yourself is the longest and the most important relationship ever. So that first, and then from that state, people think manifestation about relationship is putting a long list of what the person should look like, the age, profession, blah, blah, blah. That's not how it works on the energy plane. It's about you feeling how you want to feel next to a man of your dream. You find that state of being in love already, of being fulfilled already. You give yourself gifts if you want to receive gifts from your man. You go and enjoy life and being in love with life without a partner already. And that very quickly attracts the right partner for you. It works, guys. Just trust me. Just trust me.
Yeah,
I can prove it with my life.
Yeah, no, I can see that. I really can. What's interesting to me is you have a lot of really cool sayings in your book. And it's, by the way, Tatiana Flo's new book is called Elegantly Simple. And really creating what you want and understanding who we are in this world. I don't think it's a pocketbook. I mean, it's described because it is, it's not a lengthy, thick book, but it is. It's got a lot of substance. It's not really pocket. There's a lot of pages that really get to the source of things like how I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Straight away. There's no
very simple words.
And I love it. And it's how, to love that which you are, how to find out more about things in the past, perhaps that have created a lot of the untrue beliefs about yourself, how to move on from those, how to love that which your others are and have compassion for others, because that's That's huge, you know, and you talk about all these wonderful things. So you say another great thing in your book, and I was just getting to this, is that life is the spiritual practice. So people don't have to meditate every day and go into, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, I more mean by that people go meditate and then go back to life,
yeah,
living the same patterns. Or they go right to some practices and so on and so forth and come back with the same patterns. So right, nobody actually excluded the homework of applying that.
Right. Yeah.
In a day-to-day life, every second of your life, and only through that, even if it's not simple or easy, it's always terrible. But it might not be easy because rewriting destructive patterns might be challenging. It's internal work. You have to include lots of willpower into the process and many other things. But by doing so, you have so many rewards.
That is so true. So it is life, you know. And you also say,
basically, what I mean by that, when you have an insight, when you understand that, see, here I have a destructive pattern. For example, I don't know, I'm not honest with myself fully. So how can I change it? How can I rewrite that for myself in the future? And that's what I mean by life is the main spiritual practice. The real mastery is to live that spiritual abundance and insights in material life.
No, makes sense.
Without separating spiritual and material.
Sure.
Nothing together.
It makes so much sense. Thank you for that, Tatiana. And you also say in your book that pain that we experience is the end of suffering.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Exactly what we actually discussed, that pain is a natural process in life. It's just a part of it. And suffering is a mind-created program around it. So you can just exclude suffering from your life. And actually, it's in a way addictive. And even the thing, or when people think, I must attract crisis so I learn from it, is also a mind program. Because actually, you don't have to attract suffering to evolve. Right. You can evolve through love, willingly going towards that. No matter what fears or doubts you have on the way, you just don't give those fears and doubts any focus or attention. You focus on where you're going and going and evolving through that process. That is possible to evolve through joy and pleasure. You don't have to have hard lessons for that all the time. And it's a choice.
Boy, is that ever. And enlightened means lightening up, taking those weights off your shoulder, becoming more lighter, you know, so we're not carrying the load of everyone else and, you know, our negative experiences and all the stuff going on, the division in the world and chaos and whatever's happening in the new earth as opposed to the old earth, whatever transitions are taking place. We don't have to carry all that. We can be one powerful source of energy and really have faith in that. I'm fascinated with how you work with clients to sort of help them align with source and know who they are. How do you do that within your practice?
So my sessions are actually long and expensive. And
at least you're upfront about that, Tatiana. No.
So the session with me is $5,000. It includes usually 3 to 4 hour session where I use a combination of NLP, hypnosis, and energy techniques. And I literally help the person to learn to look at life differently, to rewrite negative patterns, see how to how it's created, all of them, literally. And by aligning with yourself, choose to rewrite them. And then with energy work, I help people to remember how it feels, not only through on a conscious or even subconscious level, which is hypnosis and NLP, but a deep energetic level, how it feels to live a free and abundant life. So when people remember, it's revelational for them. But then the next step is to apply it in a daily life. So I provide support for a week, and maybe I can give some extra exercise, sometimes not, depending on the client. Every situation is different. And then in a week, we have a Zoom call where we are polishing that transformation.
Yes.
And then the client, it's actually a never-ending process after that. It's just the quality of life is different when you integrate it. And everyone has their own speed, but it does change people's life, really.
Wow.
I also teach my clients to work with energy and to do this energy work to others. That's what I love the most.
Right.
And when I see that, you know, some people open their gifts of working with energy with me, and then working with other clients, how it changes their marriages, how it changes other people's life as a butterfly effect, brings me so much joy and so much pleasure. So I love to do that.
Oh, that's beautiful. And, you know, I love, and there is such scientific information about what you bring to others and what you teach them because of energy work. And neuro-linguistic programming is a thing. And it truly is a wonderful tool for helping people how to rethink, change their neural patterns that are negative, turn them around to be more positive. So all of a sudden, through a little bit of practice, they can learn how to really manage these negative thoughts and manage a lot of this stuff that's going on. So it's just,
Also, also experiencing this, again, state of being abundant and state of being energetically. So what happens during the energy work you do, there are neuron paths that are created in the person's brain. Pineal gland is activated.
Right.
DMT is released during the energy work I do, and that creates new neuron connections. Mm-hmm. For example, if before, I don't know, you grew up with the parents and dad cheated on your mom, and then as a woman, grown-up woman, you think all men are cheaters. Here, the paths are created that, there are men that cheat, there are men that don't, and my experience is irrelevant to the truth. The truth is much bigger than that, and you start seeing that. So in addition to seeing that through NLP, the programs we created in our life due to our experiences, you experience this abundance of choices and the truth that helps you to connect one with the other and apply it to your life.
Beautifully explained, Tatiana. That's amazing. And they are scientifically proved ways of changing neural pathways and patterns. And that's the name of the game. So we can just sort of know why we're here, know more about ourselves and oneness. Well, it's about that time already that we have to wrap up the show. I'm so sorry that we have to go already. There's so much more to cover. But everybody out there listening, watching, thank you so much for being here. And you can check out Tatiana Flo's latest book. It's called Elegantly Simple, and it is the teachings. Every aspect of your life, you can learn how to really get there and reprogram your mind and understand the principles behind oneness and who we really are. And of course, you can check out Tatiana. And if you'd like to find out more about her and what she can do possibly to help you, it's TatianaFlo.com. That's her website. You'll love it. And it's TATIANA. Flow. If you want more information, you could check out our, you know, website here on LA Talk Radio on the Couch, and I'll give you that information. Thank you for being here. You're the best. I loved your book.
Thank you so much, Michelle. I really enjoyed our conversation. Aww, thank you for inviting me.
All righty. Blessings to you, and take good care.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. All right. Thanks, guys, for joining me, and really appreciate it. Check out her book. It will help you out a lot. I read it from cover to cover. It's great. Easy, simple language, and it will help you too. Thanks for being on the couch. Talk to you next week. Bye.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.